Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. Summer is the time we get to break away from work and savor the great outdoors. This summer, as we plan to spend time around the coast or the mountains of New England, concern about our changing climate appears to be increasing. A new WBUR poll finds a dramatic progression in Massachusetts residents' worries about global warming and its effects. As we kick off our summer-long series, Massachusetts Climate Season of Change, we've asked Steve Cazella to join us. He's president of Mass Inc. Polling Group, which conducted the poll for WBUR. And I know that you had some pretty striking results in the poll, Steve. You say they surprised even you. What most?
The size of the change and how broad-based it is. So on a lot of different questions, we saw big jumps in, for instance, concern about climate change, the anticipation of severe weather, you know, how seriously people are taking it relative to other threats. On a whole bunch of different things, we saw really big changes in the numbers and changes that extended across demographic groups.
So let's break it down a bit. In just 2 years since you last polled on these very questions, you found the percentage of people who believed the Earth's temperatures are rising has increased 10 points to 88% who believe that, and the percentage of people who believe human activity is largely to blame for global warming has jumped 11 points to 67%. That's among people who believe that the climate is changing. So break down the results demographically. What factors are affecting people's concerns about climate change?
So I think the most interesting one is race, where non-white residents, non-white voters, tend to be more concerned about climate change than our white voters. There's also an education breakdown where voters with more education tend to be more concerned. And then the final one is party, where Democrats tend to be more concerned and more likely to believe that climate change is occurring.
When you say that non-white voters are more concerned than white voters, how come?
It's not clear really why that's the case. I mean, there's potential explanations. One is that minority neighborhoods tend to be in areas of heavy environmental impact, you know, more environmentally threatened areas. Another one that people have put forward potentially is country of origin. You know, if people's background is in countries that are more environmentally threatened, that could also be a reason. But I'd say the full explanation, there's not total agreement on it.
You mentioned the political divide as well. What role does the election of Donald Trump play in that?
That's a good question. And some of these things have been changing for a while, even before Donald Trump was elected. So, you know, concern has been increasing for a couple of years on questions that have been asked in national polls. So I wouldn't attribute all of this change just to the election of Donald Trump. But some of it, I think, is probably related. There's a bunch of issues, not just in terms of climate change, but you think of, you know, healthcare and some others where Donald Trump has focused more attention on the issue than was ever there before. So, for instance, when you look at the Paris Climate Accord, more people paid attention to Trump's decision to withdraw from the climate accord than paid attention to its original signing.
And what difference did that make in people's view of climate change?
Well, I think it goes to say that there is some element of Donald Trump's election that's influencing the size and pace of these changes. But, you know, again, when you look at the national polling, some of them have been underway for a bit longer.
How does someone's age affect how they feel about climate change?
There was one question where age made a very interesting difference, which is where we asked about whether or not global warming or terrorism poses a greater long-term threat to the United States. And there we saw young people much more likely to say global warming. And as you move up the age ladder, terrorism became more and more of a concern. For some of the other questions, there wasn't as much of a change, though oftentimes we do see that in climate polling. But on that particular question, on the global warming versus terrorism, young people are much more concerned about the long-term impact of global warming.
You saw some significant jumps in concern over things such as extreme heat waves and prolonged drought. Massachusetts, of course, just experienced a very long drought into this year. What was most noteworthy in those answers?
Again, I think it was the size, you know, the size of some of these changes. For instance, 75% now say that they're anticipating the possibility of extreme heat waves in the next few years. That's almost a 20-point jump since 2014. I think this is another illustration of how concern really has become, you know, more pronounced just in the last couple of years and the specific concerns that people have. You know, this isn't an abstract, distant issue that's only going to affect other countries or only going to affect, you know, glacial areas. You know, this is something that people are anticipating affecting them in the places where they live.
So if 3/4 or more people are concerned about climate change and see human activity as the driving force, what are they doing about it?
Well, we don't see a link between the belief in climate change and personal behavior to conserve energy.
Really?
This is something we've looked at in our polls going back to 2011. And over again, we see people who are more concerned about climate change aren't taking any more personal steps to conserve energy. However, people are willing to pay to see greenhouse gas emissions reduced. We asked if people would be willing to pay $10 more a month on their energy bill if it meant greenhouse gas emissions would be reduced. And there we found 74% saying that they would be willing to. That's up since 2015 by 16 points.
Steve Casella, president of the Mass Inc. Polling Group, which conducted this poll for WBUR. Steve, thank you very much.
Thank you.
You can find complete poll results and our series, Massachusetts Climate, A Season of Change, at WBUR.org.